Travis Alexander.
You might see a slide this year. Okay. Minimizing labor costs while maximizing labor output has been a main driver of change in how and who manages crops day to day in this country. Historically, the agricultural sector cycled through various labor pools in response to economic and social thresholds, with automation an increasing target. The fruit and fiber crops have had strong evolution of agricultural labor forces, with mechanical pruners, sprayers, thinners, and harvesters replacing predominantly African and Latino labor forces. As of last year, more than 50% of hired farm workers in the U.S. were foreign-born, which subjects the agricultural sector to a significant and for some crops avoidable risk, especially in the current political climate. While mechanization of production is not equally viable for all crops, costs and our current state of technology remain unfavorable for some, there exist crops with great potential. Cider apple is one such crop. Cider apples are grown for the production of an alcoholic beverage. Upon harvest or 2 to 4 weeks after post-harvest storage, the fruit are milled, pressed, and the juice fermented with a wild or selected strain of yeast. Sugars, primarily glucose and fructose, provide for alcohol content, and polyphenols, polymers of catechin and epicatechin units, provide for characteristic astringency and bitterness. The physical damage that has been demonstrated to be imparted by mechanized equipment such as harvesters relative to hand labor practices is not as a limiting factor to adoption for cider apples, as the fruit are not produced for raw consumption as their dessert apple counterparts. Furthermore, economic analyses of mechanized equipment such as harvesters are quite promising. Washington State cider apple growers are estimated to save $2,300 for 4 hectares at full production if they mechanize cider apple harvest. My research will focus on evaluating mechanized harvest of cider apples from the branch to the bottle, utilizing a block of replicated low trellis brown snout. I will compare mechanized harvest with hand harvest in terms of fruit yield, juice quality, and the sensory perception of fermented juice. It is important to fully assess, assess as many production variables as possible, the impact of mechanized harvest before providing growers with a recommendation, so as to minimize as many unforeseen consequences, such as potential off flavors in the end product. This work is very exciting to me, as it could provide stability to a sector that politicians have been unable to foster for more than 200 years. Thank you for your time.